These Azeri graves have been neglected for more than 30 years. The village was destroyed in fighting in the early 1990s when the Armenian army occupied this area. 2 years ago, the Armenian military was forced out in a six-week war that claimed 6,500 lives. A new village has been built so many Azeris can return.
The statue you see represents peace and hope for us. We hope we can solve this problem without fighting.
But there are fears that a fragile peace may be unravelling. Both sides blame each other for a recent upsurge in fighting that killed more than 200 soldiers. This village is the first village in this area to have been rebuilt since the Azeri military took back control of this area in 2020 after what they say was 30 years of Armenian occupation. And the people coming back to live here say that despite the recent escalation of violence, some of which happened close to here, they are determined to stay. The Selimova family are one of almost 70 families who've moved back so far. Firangez cries as she listens to her daughter describe what happened when they fled 29 years ago. She says she won't let her daughter's childhood be destroyed like hers was.
Our children have to be here. We have to bring them up here because we won this land back with the blood of our soldiers.
The government-built village has shops, a school and a workshop where women get paid to make medical clothing and masks.
It feels incredible to be back. The last 30 years of our life was bad. We lived in camps and often on the streets.
Flags fly over the grave of a soldier above the village. There's no agreement on a peaceful solution to the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh. Only hope that the killing will finally stop. Charles Stafford, Al Jazeera, Agali, Azerbaijan.